Bedtime Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, host of the 100 Word Stories Podcast. Welcome to Weekly Challenge 257, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was tunnel vision. Let's go ahead and get you started with a whole bunch of Wait, I've got some congratulations for someone. Norm Sherman, 200 episodes over at Drabblecast. They did Isaac Asimov's story about, you know, the whole entropy thing. It's one of Isaac Asimov's favorite. And he got a whole banner cast of folks to read for him. And you know what? I'm not jealous at all, because each week we have the best reading for you, too. Here's one of the best. His name is Tom. He shares his wisdom with you on how to write 100-word stories every day, but today he puts that into practice. Tom, tell us a story. Closing.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got some weekly updates. Zach Mann moves past Ellison into the 11th place. He is just 10 shy from going into the top 10 with 79. Dr. T. Terrazabite has broken into the top 30, tied with Rael for the 30th place. A.M. Early is one story shy of being in the top 40. We hope to see her back real soon. Of little note, your humble scribe has passed the 200 contribution mark. They're not in a row, but it's still 200 stories at the challenge. We have gone 4 months in a row with double digits, and our overall numbers are 10.687. And tonight's story is called Let's Do the Time Warp Again. When Lenny was a kid, TV was littered with cheesy sci-fi. His favorite was the time tunnel. They had time tunnel vision, passive and active. A projection from within the tunnel showed the control room staff the dire straits our lads had landed themselves. It had that TV within TV thing going you got on the Burns and Allen show, sans George. Active time tunnel vision happened at the stroke of 55, when the control room ripped them out of time. Our heroes swirled around in time goo. Even at the time, it looked like guppies in a toilet bowl.
Thank you, Tom. Although now I'm wondering what guppies in a toilet bowl looks like. So after I'm done with the podcast, I'm going to go to the pet store, get some guppies, and, well, don't go telling PETA about this, okay? They're only guppies. Maybe I should give them to the kitty cat. What do you think, Misty? Yeah, you're looking so bug-eyed. So once again, thank you, Tom. And remember, you asked if A.M. Early is coming back. I don't know. Possibly. We might find out. Hold on your seats. It's time for... So I was going to say A.M. Early, but it's really Terrazabite. Ha ha! Fool you! Here. No, it's not my April Fool's gag. Here's Terrazabite with it. Fricker, Terraza, Freddy, Vince, Glortho. Here he is.
Greetings one and all, I am General Fricker from the Federation of Funny. This week's 100 Word Challenge is brought to you by Watto's World of Parts, the best parts on Tatooine. This week's topic is tunnel vision. And my story is titled, Is That Banta Fodder on Your Shoe? You couldn't hit the side of a Death Star with a Jawa ion blaster, said Luke. Oh, yeah, replied Darth. I bet you can't even do an invisible death grip on a Dagobah dung beetle. Can too, can not. Luke thinks for a minute and tells Dart to look to the side. Just as Dart turns his head, Luke throws a rock at his helmet. Hey, what was that for? To show you how stupid that helmet is for any type of combat, you have so much tunnel vision in that thing that you can't even tell if your Imperial fly is down.
Thank you, General Fricker. Actually, General Veers can be funny on Twitter sometimes. All these parody accounts in character, people role-playing various characters and movies and such, expanding on them. Sort of like what we do here in a way. The sun's coming up. It's starting to look really nice out. I really need to do my 2-hour walk today. I need to do a real long hike. I'm at 204, but I just ate some Peeps dipped in chocolate. You know, the total calories on those are probably going to be about 150, 200. You know, I count those things. It's the mushroom rolls yesterday that got me. I had a bunch of them, but they're all gone now, so I don't have to worry about them. But a long hike today will get me moving. Yesterday I was between 203 and 204, so I know I'm making progress every week. My spreadsheet is up on my site somewhere, If you look up my Google Docs, you'll see where it is. I should probably put one of those shorteners to it, like bit.ly.fatdudeinhouston or something. I don't know. I'm not that fat, really. That's the weird thing. So, and Fricker, you've been making progress. Everybody's making progress. Who else making progress? Do we want to just start up a shared Google Doc and put up numbers? I'm not trying to, like, show off or anything. Just, you know, if anyone else wants to be inspired or whatever, share ideas. I know another group that's starting that. Maybe even they'll write a cookbook. Although, what kind of cookbook is? I would be like Mr. Salad. Like, here are the things that you can put in salad that are fun. Make it fun. Mix it up. These are flavors that play off of each other. So, anyway. Oh, by the way, AM Early. I teased you. There. AM Early is here. Yay! Woohoo! AM is back. It's party time! Everyone's happy and here we go with her story. It's good to see you back again. Woohoo. We kept your room the way it is. Well, except there's spider webs. Spiders.
Depression sucks. Not clinical depression that is an actual medical problem, but feeling suddenly unhappy. I get 20 compliments in a day and still focus solely on the one negative comment. I totally tunnel vision upon one comment going over in my head like a broken record. And it's that he thinks one habit that I have is annoying. I'm not a bad person. He feels annoyed. I know I can do nothing to change his mind. It's his problem. Not mine. And still, I'm stuck in the tunnel. I need to change the mental radio station in here.
That last bit there was for those of you who don't have radio available on your iPhone. Thank you, AM. Although, actually, there are all sorts of streaming, like Pandora and iHeartRadio, I think, is one of them. Even though I've signed up for Pandora, I don't pay for it. I don't use it, so I get what I pay for. No, but I don't do that stuff. It doesn't really preload all that well, and I've had issues with it. And I've got enough podcasts I'm wondering when come on, Stephen, you gotta make that crimson thing. You gotta make that audio. I know you're supposed to read it and all that. Man, I don't feel like reading things. See, look, Science Friday, Science Magazine, Starship Sofa. Well, I don't really listen to that. StoryCorps. Okay, those are short. Planet Money and Freakonomics, you know, because economics is fun, right? On Science, Fresh Air, Marty Roberts, Drabblecast, Beware the Hairy Mango. I listened to Beware the Hairy Mango over and over and over. Those are so good. Frank Key also, although Hooting Yard hasn't updated in a few weeks. I wonder about Frank Key. I wonder what he's doing. Maybe he's got the tapes reversed again. I don't know. So I'm just bad. If I haven't mentioned your podcast, that's because it's assumed that I listen to it on the web the moment it comes out. Good cover, huh? So next up is Zachman. And by the way, Zachman has one of these How to Write 100-Word Stories. He wrote one, so his is going to be up this week. If you have a How to Write 100-Word Stories one in the style of Tom, go ahead and record and just send it in, and I'll just post it at any point. So here we go with another story on tunnel vision, this time by Zachman.
We have been trying to find new ways to see in our tunnels. Yes, we did find a use for those solar-powered miner's helmets. We had them redesigned to have batteries. They are taken to the sunroom and can be used for half the night cycle. We can have families move in when we have mined the valuable minerals using concrete made from the rocks, like Walmart does with old stores back on Earth. We are happy living on the moon, and in fact, we have a bright future and vision for our tunnels.
Cool. A bright vision for our tunnels. Thank you, Zachman. I'm glad that you're looking out for our tunnels. Next up is, well, okay, is he Todd this week or is he Luke this week? I don't know. One of the two. Flip a coin. He's both sides of the coin. He is the great and powerful Todd Luke. Or is he Luke Todd? Which one sounds better? Maybe we should have a poll on it. No, there will only be one poll this weekend that will be up at the site podcasting.isfullofcrap.com where you say which ones you liked. And you can say more than one. You can say them all. By the way, last week, a little bit of trickery on the poll. You may have noticed that there was a choice for Chris the Nuclear Kid. And yet, he did not turn in a story. Those of you who selected Chris, naughty, naughty. This is checking. Tom, you might want to adjust your stats if you're doing the counts based on who's in the polls. I'm sorry if that threw your analysis off. I know you're working this up for some kind of doctorate of podcasting. I understand. So here's Luke Todd, or is it Todd Luke?
Hello, everybody. This is Todd. I'm back with Weekly Challenge 257 with a prompt of Tunnel Vision. Now, last week there seemed to be some sort of confusion on what to call me. Todd or Luke or some sort of strange combination like Tluke, maybe with an apostrophe. I'm not sure. But anyway, they're the same people, so just pick one. No bot girl conspiracy going on here. So here we go with a little story I call Imagine Greater. I punch 122 on the remote and settle in to Imagine Greater. I hear, "We need to talk," off to my right.
"Klingon bird of prey decloaking off the starboard bow," said Mr. Sulu. "Red alert! Shields up! Evasive maneuvers!"
She moves to stand in front of the TV. "Did you forget what we talked about last night?"
"Computer, access all communications in the past 24 hours.
Command functions are offline."
Damn.
"Mr. Sulu, activate tunnel vision." "Tunnel vision, aye."
She raises an eyebrow. "Are you even listening to me?" "Fine, I'm going shopping." Phew. That was a close one.
Well, that's it, folks. I'd like to thank Frogstar.com for the Star Trek computer audio clip. See you next week.
Oh, great. Now I'm wondering if you're really bot girl. You haven't solved the mystery. You've added to it. You've muddied the waters with low-quality mud, too. How could you? All this mudslinging you have to wash off, and then it muddies the waters even more. Well, thank you. Thank you, Todd Luke. Luke Todd. Todd Luke. 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 Now I have another option. Confused. Thank goodness Chris the Nuclear Kid is here to sort things out. He's actually here. This isn't a fake out in the polls trying to mess with you. No, he's actually here. And he's going to tell you a story. And I hope you enjoy it. Because if you don't, you're not getting any dessert.
My name is Silverman, and I have what is called tunnel sight. I was in my cave sleeping when I awoke to a little human boy. And it was running around me. I hate humans. They only care about themselves. What did you do, Silvermoon? I bet you shredded the little vermin, asked a werewolf named Blackstripe. Hold on, I'm getting to that part. Well, it kept running until it tripped and fell. I got up and picked the thing up, and then... I paused for effect. What? Asked Blackstripe. I shredded it.
Ah, shredded boy. As healthy as shredded wheat, I say. You could even combine the two, shredded wheat and boy. The breakfast of champions. Part of this complete breakfast. Part of this complete breakfast of champions. You know, I always wondered about that City of Heroes series. You know, they've got City of Heroes, City of Villains. They should have City of Innocent Bystanders. As folks standing around, you don't have levels, you don't have power-ups. Maybe occasionally you go to the Starbucks. You just walk around and then all these heroes move, and you get points for running away. Or if you're taken hostage, it's kind of... get some spotlight on you. Then you blog about it and you flicker it and social media and tweet it. Thank you, Chris. I hope you are never an innocent bystander. Okay, all right. I hope that you're innocent and you're bystanding. Okay, there's a victim concept in here. Stay away from trouble. Here's TJ with his story. Because there are no innocent bystanders in North Dakota. It's one big conspiracy. Can't tell you about it, otherwise I'd have to kill you or something. I don't feel like getting up right now.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where I was in sort of a sing-along mood this week. It's very true. This story was inspired by a recent storyline on the FX drama Justified. You can do with that what you like. As for me, here goes. My thanks to Arian316 on YouTube for this accompaniment. Party on, Arian316. Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean. Down in this mine, Lord, will never get clean. Crew just pull the caper, don't think it'll work. I'm triple crossing the double crossing jerk. Through my eyes, that tunnel vision. No disguising that tunnel vision. Ooh, when they all rope me in for to commit their sin, that tunnel vision, I would seem to get the best of them. Gun pull down the foreman, payroll out the door. bombs in one bag and the money in the hole. Give me the explosives, hide out in the mine. They pull the switch and that really blows their mind. Feel my eyes through that tunnel vision. No escaping that tunnel vision. Ooh, when they'll rope me in for to commit their sin, that tunnel vision, I would seem to get the best of them. The best of them. Oh, oh, oh. Do, 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 oh. Yes, my thanks to Arian 316, my thanks to Justified, and oh, I should probably thank Foreigner as well for expropriating their song Double Vision. Thanks, guys!
Okay. Thank you, TJ. It's been a long winter, hasn't it? Okay. I'm frightened now. Really, really frightened. I'm not going to read the news for a while. I don't want to hear about that nuclear disaster in Japan. At least it's not a nuclear leakage out of Steven the Nuclear Man. All of his nuclear materials are safe and secure. Wait, hold on. Where are they? Oh, no. Oh, by the way, he's doing this crimson thing. See, I can never remember the... I should look on the site before I make an idiot of myself. I want to say Crimson Tide, which is Alabama's team, or the movie, or Crimson King, which is Court of the Crimson King, or the thing that was expropriated by Stephen King. It's Crimson something. Crimson and Clover. Here's Stephen. He'll explain.
Stephen the Nuclear Man here with yet another 100-word story. Once again, I've taken the weekly challenge and turned it into a story from the world of the Crimson Pact. It's been out a week now. You can get it at thecrimsonpact.com or at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and several other fine online retailers. Also, if you don't have an e-reader, you can get a PDF copy of it from our website, and it's all included there. So if you're not sure what format you need, come to us. We'll hook you up. Enough of the advertisement. Once again, Lawrence, I thank you for letting me ramble on like that. And this week's story. Consciousness returns. Slowly. Stickily. I don't want to open my eyes. Trickles of memory seep back. Finding the old box. The curved horn inside. Something pushes against my mind. My eyelids open. My daughter's on the couch. On the floor. In the hall. My head wobbles, unbalanced by the single horn. Runes crawl underneath my skin. No time to think. It's coming back. Stumble over my wife's shattered corpse to the closet. Pentagrams flare on my flesh. I get the 45. Finger on the trigger. Barrel to my eyes. This demon's gonna have one bad case of tunnel vision.
It's Crimson Pact. Why can't you remember that? Pact. Ah! I write it on my flesh and summon demons. And then they'll whisper, Pact. Actually, they'd probably whisper Tide and Clover in my ears. Thank you, Stephen. And remember, the Crimson Pact. It's not in audio form yet. You actually have to read it. It's not like this, where you have your choice between audio and text on the story. I put the text for each story. Sometimes people send in the MP3s without sending in the text. Like, oh, transcribe this one, bitch. It's like, no. And there are sometimes that people send in the text and they don't send in the audio, and I have to do that for the midget. But this week, it looks like everybody sent in their audio. So the midget, well, you don't want to know where the midget is. Maybe Danny knows where the midget is. We can ask him. He sent in his story, and he recorded it. So here he is with... Here's Danny. He won last week, so his topic is getting posted up. And yes, I'm getting a little weird with the topics. Sometimes if I see one that just jumps out at me, maybe I'm going to start another podcast. Other topics. Poetry. Poetry based on the topic. My tunnel vision for you is so narrow, I'm so focused upon my love of you. No poetry. Here's Danny. Hope he doesn't have a poem.
Hello, Danny Dwyer here, and this is my entry for challenge number 257, tunnel vision, or the complete lack of vision. Once upon a time in the sad, pathetic state of Florida, while walking down a long, dark tunnel along a set of abandoned high-speed rail tracks, my friend suddenly spots a light and hears train noises. My friend screams, "It must be an oncoming train!" "Oh, no, it can't be," I tersely replied. "Governor Scott turned down all the federal funding for high-speed rail." Upon closer inspection, the light was actually just a flashlight carried by a hobo running down the tracks towards us, making train noises with his mouth. "Wow," my friend states. "He really must have tunnel vision."
Ah, yes. The bums of the world truly have the vision. Remember, if you're down on your luck and out of your means, just build yourself a fire and get a can of beans. Okay, I'm totally misquoting Tom Waits there. He was inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame recently. But the Rock Hall of Fame in Cleveland are still dead to me as long as Warren Zevon is not included and enshrined and possibly entombed in that edifice. Thank you, Danny. How about another shameless plug of my work? Okay, let's see. Crimson Pact. I'm not going to forget that. My play, Match, is going to be... Is it a dry read? It's like a dry... The Avatar Repertory Theater in Second Life called for plays that could be done in Second Life uniquely using the this and the that. And so I totally punted, and I wrote a story. And, I think it's like the Friday, the week of April 7th or something. Excited. Real excited. Also, I'm scheduled to be on the Metaverse, Meta Reality podcast next week, if they record. That's the one with Kim and Reed and Carl, hopefully Carl, and Draxter. Ooh. Yeah, hard Euro lefty versus right-wing nutcase. As if I have the energy. I'm lazy. I don't even watch Fox News. I don't listen to Rush. I don't listen to Glenn Beck. I don't listen to any of them. I get my crazy naturally, pal. I'm so nuts, I pistol-whip the Diet Pepsi. You can look on the Flickr stream for that. Just one calorie, my ass. Arrogant jackass. Oh, sorry. Here's Norval Joe with his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 257 with a prompt of tunnel vision. Here's my story. Sir Mugwort knelt before his king. His robes were a tattered remnant of their former resplendence, his armor dented and tarnished. "My liege," he rasped, "my life I've dedicated unwaveringly to this search for the Grail. I've never lost sight of this goal. Indeed, in the mines below the White Mountains, the Virgin Mother appeared before me in the passage and urged me on, and yet I have failed thee. Despair not, good knight. Focused vision alone will not win you a prize," the youthful but wise king said, and raised his golden goblet to toast the knight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Toasted knight. Oh, I know the dragons love the flavor of that. They even have a special wine for that. Okay, I'm just getting weird now. I'm getting punch drunk. Thank you, Norval Joe. Let's finish this thing up. Two words. Well, a word and a letter. Planet Z. Hit it! The sages told Prince Blavdor of their vision. A champion would swim up the River Sop into Mount Dammit to face Baron von Dwarfenstein in his deadly tunnels of fear gems. Blavdor pointed out that swimming the Sop upriver is a challenge enough, but to face Dwarfenstein afterwards? No armor, maybe a dagger tied to his calf. "Perhaps you could best him in a contest of riddles," said a sage. "I'm not good at riddles," said Blavdor. Then he grinned. "But you, old farts, are." One by one, the sages swam the river, and, later, each decapitated, mauled corpse floated back. And that's all we have for today's weekly challenge, number 257, Tunnel Vision, on the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I've said this stuff over and over and over again. I don't know what else to say. On Twitter, sort of, kind of, 100 Word Stories. We have a Facebook page that really is just a copy of the Twitter, which is a poor copy of the thing. I do most of my blithering on Twitter at isfullofcrap.com anyway, so whatever. But just, Empire Avenue. I'm playing that if any of you guys are playing. I'm not really playing it. I'm just, you know, buy something. Keep it. Duh. And then it, like, says CEO of the Virtual Reality Index. And I'm like, bleh. I have no idea what I'm doing. But apparently, you know, I am the Peter Principle, man. I am the Peter Principle. I'm going to wind up being, like, CEO of the Eves Index. Durr. I'm not even spending a dime. Buy all the products that everybody has mentioned on this. Shameless plugs should be rewarded. And if you have something, next week, be sure to plug all of the stuff that you do. I want it to be the ultimate whorecast. For April, pimp all the stuff you've got. Let folks know that this is not the only place into which your dream, your art, is flushed like a guppy. Be sure to vote for your favorite stories. And, you know, this new laptop? Okay. The old one had a switch in the corner that if my knee bumped into it, it would cut off Wi-Fi, because it was like a Wi-Fi switch. It was a brilliant design, so that it would accidentally trigger and break. I'm sure that people just broke off that switch. This one doesn't, but I keep worrying that I'm going to hit that corner. Kind of weird. Other than that, it's awesome, although they just released a Core i7 2.0 version. 1.7 is fine. It boosts to 2.8, and the other one boosts to 2.8, so I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm not getting envious yet. 1 month is not long enough for obsolescence to kick in. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, the subject for next week is branches? Look up on the site. It's up there. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.